I think all of us have been to a water park, especially in this hot weather. There's a neat water park down in Madison, used to be called Jellystone Park, and now it's a different name, but they got slides and all that kind of stuff. So water parks are really fascinating. And I remember as a kid when I first went to a swimming pool, a community swimming pool, and I climbed up that ladder to get up there on the high dive, and I got up there and I looked down and I don't think I want to do this, but I couldn't turn around. There were too many people already up there. So after I did it, then I went back up and I did it again and did it again. It's crazy how we think. But water parks, we try to go and find a good water park and to have these excitements and all that. But when you go to them, and like I said, with me getting up there on the diving platform, you think, oh, okay, I'm going to do this. But you get up there and you panic. And then you turn around and the line is behind you and you can't go back down if you wanted to. And you're, okay, let's do this. We close our eyes and off we go, despite the paralyzing fear. Now, maybe you've experienced something similar in your life when doing something like diving off of a high dive or something like that. We as people love excitement and the novelty of doing something exciting and even sometimes a little bit dangerous. But when it comes down to that moment of truth, we often just chicken out. That's where true commitment comes to, and following through is the only way to go. That's what Jesus was telling them. Okay, guys, you can follow me, but this is, you know, it's not going to be an easy road. But if you're committed, I'll be there with you. But I've heard some of the same fear from expecting parents for their first child. The phrase says, well, you'll never be ready. It's often quite true. But as the months go on and the time for the birth approaches, parents can start to panic. What if I'm not a good parent? My entire life is going to change. Is it really going to hurt to have a baby? Can I really pull this off? When the moment comes, no, it's too late to turn back. That baby's coming, whether you want to or not. But once the baby is born, its little eyes melt your heart, and all that fretting and worry is soon forgotten. You go forward and commit to a lifetime of parenting, along with all the responsibilities that go with it. Gladly, your life does not change. But I don't know of any parent who would say that it really wasn't entirely worth it, raising a family. Now, with that said, committing to wrong things can get you in a lot of trouble. Sometimes you can be on the road to a very bad decision and you realize you're a mistake, or like we used to say, you know, you're coming to a fork in the road, and which one are you going to take? Turning back entirely sometimes is the right thing to do. Sometimes you can see where that would happen, unless you're in Jurassic Park and you see that line that's in that movie. It says, do you know what you're committing to? Sometimes there's no really turning back. You have to be committed, not only to your decision, but to the responsibility that goes with it, the outcomes and the consequences. There's consequences to both good and bad decisions. So we have to be willing to suffer the consequences. Our son, Dwayne, had said one time, Mimi told him not to do something, and he said, I'm willing to suffer the consequences. And he went and did it, and he did suffer the consequences. He should have listened to Mom. But here it is, same kind of situation in our scripture today. It's about commitment, the commitment to discipleship, to follow Christ with all the danger, with all the responsibility and the difficulties that go with it. Oh, you think, well, that's just them guys way back then. But we as modern day disciples have the same situation following Christ. The responsibility, as difficult as it is to go with it sometimes, has come to a time of reckoning in Jesus' ministry, and he is on his way to Jerusalem. The road ahead is not going to be easy, and anybody going with him will be committing a very, very difficult life indeed. They're going to follow him right up through. Of course, they didn't know that the way it was really going to take place with him being on the cross, but they knew it wasn't going to be no piece of cake journey to go to Jerusalem. But Jesus does not hide the fact. He very bluntly lets whoever wants to follow him know what a life as his disciple will truly be like. Jesus is not sugarcoating anything to become one of his disciples. He doesn't say, okay, guys, come along with me and you'll get a great salary, awesome benefit, lots of perks, excellent food, and staying in 5-star hotels if you follow me, maybe even a gym membership. He said, no. Life with me is like being perpetually on the run. You can't stop the rest. You may be in danger. Many will reject you and give you no place even to sleep at night. You must be entirely committed to the journey, so much that you'll spend most of your time away from your family and friends, and you will need to give your time and energy entirely to the mission. Then you'll be rejected by nearly everyone. Sounds like a good job, right? I don't know. Church signs are always interesting. We don't put the phrases on there too much anymore. But if you go by a church, usually there's a neat little phrase on there that's kind of catchy and different things. But we have two retired firefighters in our congregation, one retired police officer. But sometimes you're looking at some of these volunteer, like in Monticello, they got staff firefighters, but then they also got a volunteer fire department too. And on the sign, it says, firefighters wanted hard labor, low pay, odd hours, but a cool ride. Now, it was meant to be amusing, but the sign also spoke a little bit of truth. A lot of truth, in fact. You ask any firefighter in any time, whether you're paid or volunteer, you find serving the community is so wonderful and you're so proud to do it, and you love the camaraderie, the satisfaction of saving homes and lives. It was EMS people are the same way. They're always part of that same department. I was so impressed with the EMS people that came to the house to take care of Judy. They love what they do. They're so grateful to serve. And then you think about the healthcare workers, too. It's getting to be a thing with us going to emergency rooms. Lately, but it's not been too bad. You hate to go there. But healthcare workers, think about it. From this pandemic and everything, being exhausted, working long hours, terrible conditions, and in the midst of that dangerous COVID shutdown, it was tough. Then the teachers. We have the teachers getting back to school, the ones who administrate all of this and trying to pull it together. It's been a challenge out there. But we commit what it means to be a great deal for us, no matter what it is. If we're serious about what we want to do, we'll find no excuses for not doing it. We leap into dangerous situations, people, all the time. We're committed to the mission and the purpose of what we're doing. I think we all know all about that commitment. Think about that, though. Nobody ever commits to a semi-marriage. No one commits to just being a partial parent. No one commits to winning a race by refusing to practice. And no one commits to college and then just blows off their grades. What we care about and what we commit to and what we truly are committed to, we go through anything to follow through with that commitment. Jesus did that. He followed through. He sweated drops of blood in the Garden of Gethsemane. Lord, you just take this cup away. But he knew he had to follow through, and he did. Thanks be to God. But it was a challenge that Jesus is presenting to all of us. Anybody that wants to follow him, anyone that says, Jesus is my Lord, we don't have a bed of roses every day of our life. We have challenges, but we share the blessed hope, especially during the vital time. Jesus was right at the end of his ministry. How serious are we about doing something similar? Jesus might have said, what's it take to come with me? He might tell us that. We're seeking a love relationship with him. What's it take to be a part of this ministry called Christianity? Unconditional commitment? No halfway? No sort of discipleship? You're in or you're out? Look ahead and not behind. Can you look ahead and not back? Can you leave your friends and your family? Can you risk this danger, little sleep, rejection, discouragement? Do you know what you're committing to follow me? Christ was telling them. If you do, the train leaves at 9:02 a.m. And if you're not on it, you lost your shot. Wow. Neighbor making a commitment, an unconditional commitment. We most often look at Jesus as kind, loving, and a gentle person. He surely was, and he surely is, but he also was tough as nails and blunt as it could be. And he had to be. You know, let the spiritual dead bury the spiritual dead. You know, put your hand on the plow and don't look back. I mean, some of these hard sayings of Jesus is all through Scripture, but they're there for our benefit. Jesus knew that being a true disciple was not an afterthought or a fun excursion, and definitely not a walk in the park, unless maybe it was Jurassic Park. It's a serious occupation being a disciple, driven by mission and fraught with unexpected challenges in life. But today, our day and time, modern day disciples, not too much has changed. Anyone looking at the state of the church today knows how much work it takes to carry out the mission that Jesus intended to bring the gospel to the world. It's hard. The church is, well, being part of the church is tough. Because of the challenges and the things that nobody really are committed to following through with a lot of the things that we need to follow through with. It's our culture. Very few people are committed to anything anymore. And it's been going on for quite a few years in this country. But I think maybe the pendulum is swung too far the other way. And people are starting to come back to the church to make a commitment to Christ, to make a commitment to help one another and to care for one another. If we are truly disciples of Christ, then we need to be committed to the mission of the gospel, spreading the good news. We call it the Great Commission, to go into the world and preach the gospel. Oh, well, we try to do that. Will we experience discouragement? Yeah. Will we experience rejection when you're going to try to share the gospel with somebody? Will you be dismissed and say, I don't want to hear that stuff, or worse? You see, discipleship is not an easy road. It's a lifelong mission that'll challenge you and change you. But it's worth it. But it also carries a risk. Jesus tells us that there's no guarantees, no certainties in life. No security and really, you know, no plan. All it requires is for you to let go of your expectations, your past, and to forge yourself into the future, trusting upon Christ to lead you into this wild and woolly place that we call the world. And maybe you've never been that way before. But you got to think about it. And my question is for all of us is, are you ready to sign up? I know I am. I will follow where he leads. So we need to go ahead and to continue to make that commitment and share the gospel with everybody that we meet. It's a challenge.